Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time
with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, right, me.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time. Sexy time.
Ooh.
Sexy time.
Vince in the Bay.
Party sexy,
Bay.
Sexy time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you are dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I wanna talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yeah, baby, baby, day. Oh, boy, boy, boy. I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you. Wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight.
Yes, we know that some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
It's
in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very much.
Party sexy time.
Jesus Christ. Fucking muted. Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Saturday night party sexy time. Is this thing on? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yeah. I just got in. So has anybody, anything interesting happened on the internet lately? Hello? Oh my God. Mercedes says her nipples get so hard when she drinks. My God. Why do you have to torture us like that? Yeah, thank you everybody for joining me here early on. Adon Sicko, Assert MacFags, Blitzy, Dougie Dougie. I Eat Cake, Melissa 13, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Reefer in the house. Been a long time, Reefer. Good to see you. Actually, I think I ran into you in the Russell League IRC today. It's good to see you. Glad you're back. Stabby McCugs in the building, the BTR ombudsman. Also, Tara Diddle. Okay. X you out in the house and come up behind Goofy. Okay, I don't know what that means, but anyway, you're here. That's all that matters. I appreciate that. And I'm happy to take calls tonight if you can talk about whatever.
God damn it.
Big ups to Alex Gucci. I think that's what it says. Somebody listening in from Brazil. Big ups to Alex Gucci for tuning in. And thanks to Anon Sicko for turning him on to the show. Yes, big ups. No shout outs on the show. Strictly big ups. Anyway, so what happened today on the internet? Oh, I woke up this morning to some not-so-pleasant tweets from Ron Breinert. And they were totally unprovoked. I don't know where, just out of left field, the guy starts attacking me about being an anti-Semite. Only because I have the one angry Jew on my show. Because I have a self-hating Jew on my show, suddenly I'm an anti-Semite. That's so not cool. That guy needs some help. Seriously, I don't know what his problem is. Like, he just sort of lashes out at everybody. Like, he doesn't care what your political stripes are or whatever. He's going to find something that he can pin on you or try to smear you with, or I don't know what the hell he's trying to do. But I offered to have him on the show. I invited him. I told him we can do it. You know, I suggested we could do it, you know, one-on-one, work this out. He seems to think that joking about the Jews is what led to Hitler to rise to power. And I'd like to challenge that idea. I think all these Jewish jokes are, well, they're obviously post-Holocaust. I mean, the Jews have their own country and a ton of nuclear warheads. I don't think anybody is going to be exterminating them anytime soon. I think they're going to be just fine. But whatever. Assert MacFags in the chat room asks, wait, Vince, who did you have on the show that was anti-Semitic? Well, I had the One Angry Jew on the show. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but the One Angry Jew was on one night when I guess Ron caught my show on one of the nights that the Jew showed up. And he didn't find the Jew very very funny. He failed to find the humor in or the irony in One Angry Jew and his shtick. And that's fine. He doesn't have a sense of humor, or he didn't think it was funny. Fair enough. He doesn't have to come back and listen to my show. It's fine. But apparently, because of that fact, I am automatically an anti-Semite. Yeah. The internet is just infested with nutters. It's just crazy. Speaking of nutters, God damn it, you tricked me. Big ups to City of Flint. Tricking me into saying shout out. What's the matter? You can't hear me? Dougie Doug and Mercedes say they can't hear me. What's the problem? Open your ears. Turn up the volume. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I'm getting some feedback here on Twitter from Alex Gucci. He says, yes, that is way Zionist role. If you have one self-hating Jew on any show, no matter how big or small, you are a terrorist supporter. Oh, I'm a terrorist supporter now. Great. Great. Well, I mean, I had a terrorist on my show last night. Mercedes called in last night. The last two nights. She's a terrorist. So I guess you're right. Anywho, let's forget all that stuff, folks. Let's just forget everything. Let's forget all the nonsense. And let's just make sweet love on the airwaves tonight together. Okay? Can we just have one night of lovemaking? If we all just came together and sang Kumbaya together, I think we'd be in a better place. Shalom, my friends. Shalom. Shalom, Anon Sicko. Shalom, Asshurt MacFags. Shalom, Blitzy. Oh, hang on a second. There's somebody just ring the doorbell. It's odd. I don't know who would be here at this night. Okay. I'll tell you what. I gotta get that door. I'm gonna play a track. I'll play a track. See who that is at the door and come back with your calls. 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. And, shit, what am I going to play? It's Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. We'll do a little Gypsy Phonic Disco mashup. Della Dapp versus MIA. Check it out. Be right back.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Hey everybody, it's Vince. I'm back. I'm a little worried. I don't know if I should continue the broadcast tonight. There are a bunch of cops outside my front door right now. It looks like a lot. I couldn't count them. There are a lot. There's a lot of them. And I don't even know if I should. I think I should probably. I don't know. I think I should probably just end the broadcast. This is some fucking weird shit, dude. I don't know why. If one of you assholes did this, it's not fucking funny, okay? In fact, I don't even know how you guys found my fucking address. You guys are good. Oh, my God. Okay, no. You know what? I have to keep going. I have to keep going. I have to get the word out. I have to get, you know, it's obvious they're coming for everybody. I have to keep broadcasting. I'm going to, you know, it's okay. I can get through the broadcast, and then I'll face them. I just heard this other dude get banned. He had the cops waiting for him for like 5 hours, dude. So I can definitely do my show. Assuming that the cops, SFPD is as lenient as, was it Baltimore PD? Anyway, all right, the show goes on. The show goes on. They don't have a warrant. I don't have to open the door. I learned this the hard way the first time with the FBI. You don't just let them in. Oh, my God. All right. I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to try to keep my composure, and I'm going to continue the broadcast, okay? Because we're going to have some fun tonight, whether we like it or not. And then I'll get banned. Okay. I am going to bring on... I don't even know who this is. I didn't have a chance to... I just shit my pants. To be quite honest. I literally just shit my pants. So I didn't get to screen these calls. I don't know who these people are. Let me see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Ronald Breiner. How are you, you prick?
Oh, my God, you asshole. Ron Breinart, is this really you?
Yeah, this is Ron Breinart, you prick. How are you?
Are you responsible for this? Did you fucking get me banned?
Yeah, I got you banned because, you know, you're anti-Semitic and you're making fun of me for, you know, all my shit with my crack. You can't make fun of me, Vince. That's not very nice. You're anti-Semitic, Vince.
Dude, it was a couple of jokes. I didn't even say anything anti-Semitic. I just had a guy on my show named the One Angry Jew. It's a shtick. It's a thing. It's his thing. It's not even mine. I can't control it.
Vince, that's not very nice. You're very anti-Semitic. And all you out there, you're probably anti-Semitic. Y'all don't understand that Neil Rawhauser right now, he's stalking me right now. It's all because of Vince. He's connected with the Illuminati to ask for Max Fags to actually try to tell Jen Emick about the plan to overthrow Tupac, who's actually the leader of the Illuminati right now, okay? You can't be anti-Semitic right now, Vince.
I think I understand that now. I think this is sort of sending the message home. My bad, Ron. I you know what? I apologize. Holy shit! I didn't think it was going to come this far, man. It was just a goddamn tweet.
It's okay, you Jew prick.
I thought it was just fucking Twitter. They you guys are taking this like it's serious business.
It is serious business. You don't understand. The Illuminati's asking me.
Fuck, dude. All right, well, anything I can do to help you, Ron, you let me know.
Listen, just bring up Astrid Max Fags, because I'm going to tell her face-to-face that her and the Illuminati and Tupac are not going to get to me. That you prick.
Fuck. All right, Ron, as far as I'm concerned, it's your show. I think this might be Astrid Max Fags. Astrid Max Fags. Is that you? Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Caller?
That's me?
That's you. Oh, is that up No Pro?
Yeah.
Hey, no problem.
Who is Jew Brick?
Hey, guess what? Guess who we got on the show?
What do you want,
no, bro?
Dickhead?
We have. This is Ron Breinart. Ron Breinart. This morning, I awoke to tweets from Ron Breinart just lambasting me out of nowhere. And now he's on the line. He's gotten me. He got me swatted tonight. I'm doing my show with the cops on my fucking front door.
Yeah, I actually swatted you with a few people. We're having a crack party here right now. It's me, Pat Rico, Robert Stacey McCain, and the other guy, Stranahan. It's all for us, right? We all swatted you right now. We're throwing a crack party right now at my house. My house right now.
God, you dirty bastards. You are good.
Yeah.
All right. You know who else is good? You know who else is good? Possibly this next caller. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello, prick.
Caller, you're on the air. Don't be shy. Okay. Maybe not. How about Hammurabi's Code? Let's try Hammurabi's Code. What's up, Hammurabi's Code?
Not much. Don't sound so happy to see me, Vince. I heard you've been dying to get Tyrone on your show.
Yeah. Tyrone. Definitely.
I'll bet you miss Tyrone. Unfortunately, he's got some pretty serious paint duties coming up tomorrow. He's got to get tended to. So he's going to do that.
You know what? That guy Tyrone, I don't like him. That fucking nigger, him. He stole some of my crack, that nigger. I promised to give him a half a gram of crack. And you want to know what this nigger did? He took all the crack. He took the whole 8-ball of crack. Fucking niggers, you can't trust them.
Jesus Christ, dude. Ron, you are out of control. Are you on crack right now?
Yes, I'm on crack right now. What do you think I do, Vince? I sit there on Twitter all day and I smoke crack. Vince, this is my life. It's me, Patrico, Robert States, McCain. We're all hiding in the same room right now, storing some crack, posting on Twitter, because we know like a new Rawhauser. And, you know, all them people right now, they're with the Illuminati, and they're going to overthrow us, okay? Okay, Vince?
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Fuck, man.
Cool, let's take some more calls. Here's another caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Ron Blankford. I just want to say that Ron Bernard is actually full of shit because he stole, like, 75% of our crack when we were about to do a deal.
Fuck you, asshole. You know what? You assholes from the Russell League, that's all you do. You guys sit there and try to rustle my jimmies. You guys sit there and you go there and you put my jimmies in a bunch. And it's her Mike Shogun, okay? You just can't sit there and just can't put my jimmies in a bunch because you guys are lying about the crack. What happened was that Tyrone and this guy Shmoop, okay? And you, Ron Blankford, I remember you specifically. You guys gonna do my guy. And my guy, he said that you guys were dirty and you took all his crack. Okay? So stop lying about the crack.
We did not steal any crack.
Just ask Tyrone and Shmoop. You prick. Vince, hold on. I gotta steal some crack. This guy's stressing me out.
All right, dude. I'm gonna put him on hold. He sounds out of control. I don't know. I don't know that he's well. I think maybe he needs some sort of medical attention.
Oh, I need more crack.
Let's send the hospital ambulance and a crack dealer over to his house.
Speaking of drugs such as crack, shout out to Rep Dan Gordon for legalizing meth for medical purposes in Rhode Island.
Oh, he passed some legislation recently legalizing meth?
Yeah, for medical purposes.
Stabby McCuggs in the chat room says, Vince has a PhD in glory hole service and design.
That guy needs to be banned. I think he's picking on you.
No, it's not slander if it's the truth.
Shit.
I was waiting for that. God damn it. Thank you. The first
shit.
All right, folks. If you want to get in on this shit, you're going to have to call 347-826-7667. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Unscreened. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Me.
Hey.
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
Did you say Meeps?
Yeah, it's Meeps.
Hey, Meeps.
What's happening?
Nothing. Dude, I'm totally stoked that you called in.
He says me 10:40.
I never call in, so it's kind of.
You called in that one time before, and that was it. And never heard from you again.
Right. Yeah. I'm back with the vengeance.
Shit.
So, Meep, I was PMing with you earlier today, and we were talking about this whole this swatting thing. This dude out of this James MacArthur dude. Did you really mean everything you said in that private exchange? Just curious.
Excuse me.
Never mind. 347-826-7667 is the number of Vince in the Bay. We're going to go back to the lines, and I had another caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
It's me.
It's who? Hello?
Becker, Mercedes.
I had you on speaker. Yes. How are you?
Oh, Mercedes. Hey, she's back.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's that bitch
it
again.
It's me.
How are you?
Oh my God.
I noticed
you're fucking slapping her gums together. She's eating something already.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with hard nipples.
I know there's nothing wrong. To find out that you have to get drunk to have them is a little bit awkward.
Everyone has nipples. What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't mean find your nipples. We found your nipples like God in prison.
Hard nipples should be inherent within our genealogy.
Yeah, we would hope so.
I like it when chicks braid my nipple hair.
Vince, do you have like a few nipple
hairs?
Do they
put little beads
in it? A lot of nipple hairs.
Let's just put it this way.
Do they put beads on them?
Let's just put it this way.
Do you swing them back and forth?
I have a lot of hairs.
Do you have a really long, like, what is it called?
I'm
like the ball of the nipple is really long. Do you have sherbet dibdabs?
I classify as a furry without actually having a costume, okay? Get
that's
out.
Fantastic. Are you the ape man?
Do you hang out on Fernet?
No, I'm the walrus. Let's
pick, that exists? I have to go there. Oh, my gosh.
Girls, relax. Keep your panties on. Let's go to this
Fernet.
Call here. Caller, you just called in. Your hand's up. What's up? Who's this?
Yo, it's Cyber War News.
Who?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Who was that? I didn't catch that. What's
hello,
your name?
It's Cyber War News.
Can you spell that, please?
You really couldn't understand us, man.
This has got to be Kwame.
He obviously said,
it is Cyber War News calling off my phone.
Oh, Cyber War News. Dude, your accent is so thick, but cool, man. Oh, it's so great to have you here. What's going on? I don't think you've ever called in before.
Called in one time.
Really?
Is this Shari?
No, it's not Shari. It's Cyber War News. Old school listener from last year when all the BART protests were going down.
Yeah, that was
and
it.
And used to be a regular listener for a while. Are you still doing your your info site?
Yeah, still doing the new site and also running just the archives as well, ozdc.net.
Yeah.
Trying to keep track of all the breaches that have been going on over
time. What's happened out there recently that's caught your eye that you've reported on?
This morning I got sent a fair bit of information from ASAP, India. I've still yet to go through that. Just been following all the operations that Anonymous has been doing, which there just seems to be hundreds of them.
Yeah, I don't even keep up with it anymore. What's up? What are they doing now? What's their latest one?
Anonymous.
Which one?
I don't know. Just throw me out. What's going on? They must have an op Bahrain, right?
Which one is your favorite?
I noticed that Kim Kardashian was touring Bahrain, and she got maliciously protested.
Huh.
You should be protesting anyway for being a shallow cunt.
Yeah, don't hate on Kim Kardashian.
I hate shallow cunts.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
It's like banging
right?
your head into
it's
a
like,
door.
Like, don't hate.
It's like fucking it's good, Kim.
But she's a trendsetter and has really
Think about
great
that
hair.
Moment. Fucking a tuna can. Think about that for a minute.
I stopped thinking. I think I have a tuna can in the fridge. I'm going to go grab that. Hang on.
Cyber war news. What is your favorite op that's going on now?
Ooh, as a connoisseur of anonymous ops, I'm very much enthralled with op no more doxing.
I didn't
or
know.
Whatever it's called. Excuse me?
Stop the dog.
I'm not... I don't really have any concerns about the operation.
Oh, God. So many people talking. I think I'm too drunk for this.
One at a time, people. Please.
Vince, let me talk first.
All right, go ahead. Ask her. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
How'd you know it was me? Because
you shot
fuck,
well.
Remember? Yeah, I guess I do.
Whatever your goddamn name is, what did you want to say?
But yeah, I think Lederman, Dave Lederman or whatever, his op, no more doxing.
Oh.
Is, that's the best op.
Stop the dox?
Yeah, stop the dox. Because we shouldn't dox people. It's just evil and mean, and especially like anonymous people. They shouldn't be anonymous, or they shouldn't be docs because they're anonymous. So like, we shouldn't be mean and stuff.
Right, I agree. I totally agree. Totally agree.
You know, like whoever docs Jackal was just like super mean, and like,
oh yeah,
just wrong.
So unethical.
You're so very unethical.
What's
very
that?
Unethical, and it's just like not like the hacker way. Because if you're a real hacker, you don't dox anyone because
that's incredibly the hacker way. That's just not the anonymous way.
No, the two. No, you're
hackers
definitely
dox each
wrong.
Other all the time and always have. How old are you?
No,
like
that's
12.
So wrong. That's
Where
so
have
wrong.
You been?
True hackers do
yeah,
not dox anyone.
You're disagree like. There's a difference between what you agree is right and what actually happens. I mean, there's, like, aspects we like about a culture and aspects we don't. I think you're only siding with the aspects you like. Like, people
Bullshit.
Have always...
But I mean, I'm... As,
it has always been funny.
I mean,
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I don't agree that it should happen. But it has always happened. And to say that someone's not a hacker... There's only one qualification for being a hacker, and that's hacking. So adding extra qualifications is like, no, you're
to be anonymous.
Hackers and anonymous. Yes, that's
no.
What I said.
You have to be anonymous to be a hacker.
Do you know how many anons are not even close to hacking?
Yeah,
I mean, let's get real.
God damn it.
Sorry, dude.
You guys, you know what?
Honestly,
I didn't...
Oh, my God, the echo.
Yeah, that's Hammurabi's code. You know what? I'm just gonna put everybody on hold for a second here. Except for Ronald Langford, because I need somebody to say... Go ahead, Ronald. Hello?
What?
Ronald.
Why did I get unmuted?
No, I'm just saying, no, you're unmuted. I left you unmuted.
That's why I got unmuted.
Unmuted? Or do you want to stay muted? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was just wondering why you picked me of all people to be unmuted.
Oh, because I need somebody to say.
Right now?
Yeah. Shit. Do I have to say it myself?
Shit.
What I'm talking about. All right, girls, what were you guys talking about? What the fuck was going on? Where
real
were we?
Hackers. Real hackers don't dox.
Oh, you
were
hackers.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
No, you are confusing anonymous.
All right, now
hackers.
You get on timeout. Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I didn't. I thought Anonymous were just filmmakers. I didn't even realize they did hacking until like way later. I just saw their videos. I thought they just made videos.
Are you talking
to
me?
Are you implying that Anonymous aren't hackers?
I don't know if I'm.
No, I'm just talking about my impression of them before. Then I found out that they were actually.
Am I muted or no? Okay. No, but yeah,
oh.
I mean.
All right, go ahead.
A real hacker,
you nigger.
You don't stop people.
You mad?
Okay.
You mad,
real
bro?
Real hackers.
Yeah.
You mad, bro?
Like people
you know,
that
you know anything about. You don't know anything about hacking. I'm like top five hacker on the internet.
Hey, you know what?
Are you?
Ron, hang on. Let's see what Ron Reinhardt.
Are you
Reinhardt.
Level 9001? No, I don't let four.
What?
I have a cat older than you.
I know. I'm 12, I guess. Guys, I'm 12. I'm announcing this to everyone.
Hey, I want to get...
My cat is 15.
I want to apologize for Cyber War News. He wanted to come on and talk about, like, some serious shit, and I guess he...
Can we talk to Cyber War News instead? Because,
I mean...
That's
all right, because
he seems
we
to have a better idea
anyway.
Of what's going on. Well,
yeah,
if he talks slowly,
not.
Just
well,
tell him to calm
enough.
Down.
True enough.
Shut
enough.
Up.
Well, not, like...
When you hit puberty, you can come back.
All right, both girls are on timeout now.
Good shit.
I want to bring back on Ron Reinhardt and get his opinion. What do you think, Ron?
You know what I think? I think Anonymous is irrelevant because they have no crack. That's what I think. Without any crack, what's the point? I mean, if you're going to save the world without smoking crack, the fuck's
actually,
wrong with you?
I agree with Ron on that point.
Catty idiot says,
hold on.
Adolescence and let's... Cyber Word News speak. I'll do that if he calls back in. Sure.
Vince, can I put on Schmoop for
hey,
a second?
Go ahead, Ron. What's up?
Okay, one second. Let me go get Schmoop. Schmoop, you prick!
God,
yes.
They're like fucking butt buddies. Like, literally.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Schmoop. So you're hanging out with Ron Reinhardt? What's that all about, dude?
Well, actually, I'm actually just giving him some crack, so he entertains me on Twitter. But for the people who don't understand Anonymous, such as Mercedes, Anonymous isn't some fucking hacking group who, you know, sits there and wants to save the world. The whole perception of Anonymous, anyway, was to be the internet hate machine, to laugh at racism, laugh at rape, laugh at death, laugh at pain, and laugh at any other human tragedies. But I guess some moral fag decided to ruin everything for himself, reason why people like Mercedes get made fun of, and why it's going to be hilarious when she goes to prison. Anyways, that's all I had to say. Let me go get Ron again. One second.
Thank you. That was Schmoop, everybody.
Hello?
Fuck. Yeah, Ron, you're back on. What's up?
Okay, yes. That's a very good point Schmoop made, because it's actually very funny when people die. Like today, when that nigga got swatted, that one nigger.
Dude, that was way too long, bro. It was... He should have. He was timing it for the. Apparently, he was timing it for the local news, and he wanted to maximize his e-fame, and it was just too drawn out. Stupid.
Yes, you know, because here's what happened actually is that he decided to sit in there and be a nigger and, you know, threaten the cops and think that he's going to get away with it. So the SWAT team showed up and said, "We're gonna blast your black ass unless you come outside." So like the little bitch black nigger that he is. He came outside, and a bunch of nigger hippies got mad on Twitter, and, you know, he got banned. You know, long story short, he got banned for being a nigger. And having no crack.
Shout out to Jason Yerg, newest member of Russell League.
Yeah, Jason Yerg is a new member of Russell League. He's actually an exclusive member. He's actually under Russell League protection right now. I'd just like to say that.
All right. Is there any way you guys get him to call into the show?
I think Ronald Langford is actually working on that. I'm sorry.
I'd like to get the exclusive.
Yeah, I could get him.
I want the exclusive.
Yes, because I'm actually talking to Swoop here as well, and he says he's trying to get Jason Yerick here too.
Shit.
Yes. Shit.
Mercedes is commenting about how great her wine glass fits between her feet. I'm wondering how well does it fit between her boobies.
I'm wondering how much Mercedes weighs.
I'm actually wondering that too.
You don't like voluptuous women.
Not really. Well, aside from Sarah, who is probably the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life. No, I don't.
Who's Sarah?
Sarah.
Sarah
Bunny Ears.
Jesus, Ron, do I have to put you on timeout again?
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was very rude. I'm going to go smoke some crack, but don't bring
up. Yeah, go smoke some crack, fucking Brainerd. God damn it. All right, let me bring on another caller here. Shit, the fucking switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. All right, caller, you're on the air, unscreened. Who are you?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Reaper.
Reaper, what's going on, dude?
Not much. I had your show back up.
Yeah, it's been back up for a while, dude. I can't believe you haven't noticed.
Well, I was out of the state during the summer, so.
Oh. Well, the internet's
not
everywhere.
Much internet. Well, there's not much in rural areas of Africa, so, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I took a big sabbatical from the show. And then over the summer, I started doing them like once a week. And ever since the Russell League has invaded my show, I've been doing it like every night again.
What's Russell League?
Russell League is this. They're a band of internet terrorists. They're like a cyber gang, if you will.
Oh, so they're like a WallSec or something like that.
No, I don't think of them that way. I think of them more like. Remember how we used to have cabin crew running around in here making trouble?
Oh, a bunch of dumbasses. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Same kind of deal.
So like Anonymous and all that. All right, gotcha.
Did you compare us
to Anonymous?
No, yeah, I was just going to say.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, don't.
This kid is a total fucking faggot.
Yeah, I definitely confirmed this guy for Down syndrome.
He's been off the interwebs for a long time. He needs to catch up, dude. But don't give him
But he's still a fucking faggot. I don't care who he is.
He's an old friend of the show.
Yeah,
Down syndrome.
A faggot. Like, what good would that do? No reason to hate. No reason to discriminate.
Oh, we hate faggots.
That's what I'm thinking.
Why are you coming in? And niggers.
Well,
okay.
I'm not a Negro.
Let's take another call here. Let's see who this is. Area code 440, you're on the air. Who's this?
Well, yes, hello. This is Jihad speaking.
Oh, fuck yeah, Jihad.
How's it going, Vince? I just got home from work.
Dude, it's everybody. Okay, I'm going to put everybody else on hold.
Yeah, fuck them. I mean, come on.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Opno Pro, you stay unmuted. My bad. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So this is my associate producer, Jihad, and he...
Hi, everybody.
He pops in about halfway-ish into the show and gives us an update on how we're doing, whether it's anything's lulls-worthy, anything's even remotely worth listening to, and sort of gives us a critique. What have we done wrong so far, Jihad?
Well, I can't really help you in that aspect this time because I literally just walked in the door about 10 minutes ago, called in, and pushed number one to get on. So, I don't know. I'm going to guess that a lot went wrong, but I'm not going to blame it on you, Vince. I'm going to say that you've done well tonight even though I didn't hear.
Okay. So do you have any idea who's on the board tonight, who's on our panel?
Well, I actually heard that some girl named Mercedes was raging about Asshurt MacFag saying that true haggers and anons don't dox. So I was hey, I'm going to jump on and see if that's still going on, but apparently not.
Oh, that can still go on if you want it to.
Sure.
Okay, I'll bring the ladies on with you. All right, we have Mercedes back and Asshurt back.
It's true.
How's it going?
If you're via high jihad,
I am incapable of raging at this point.
Yeah, well, I've heard that plenty of times.
Oh yeah.
At this point, I've hit like bottle two of wine. So.
My life.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the kind of drunk you are, but. Damn. So what was even said anyway about hackers and Anons and doxing? Let's revisit.
I think we all agreed that Ass Hurt Matt Fags is 12 and that she doesn't get to join the discussion until she hits puberty.
Does anybody else that's not drunk off of wine have anything to add to that?
Anyone no. past the age of puberty.
But, I mean, why does that even matter? I mean, come on. If there's no grass on the field, just flip it over and play in the mud. Let's get dirty.
Ian.
What's up?
Okay, you can hear me.
Wait, yes, I can.
Congratulations.
Hooray. No, but I'm serious. If you're, like, a true Anon, like, you're going to listen to Lederman's Vine and, like, know that he's the lawyer of every anonymous person, so you don't want to dox anyone. If you said... He said Operation No Docs or whatever. So, Jihad knows what's up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, gosh.
Because he's, Lederman is like his lawyer.
I mean, personally, I don't really give a fuck about doxing. I mean, I can see it being a problem for certain people that do certain things. But all of us get into, you know, this internet game knowing that at some point somebody could or most likely will find our personal information. And what's the worst that's going to happen to most people? Not much. But if you've been, you know, rooting government boxes, it's a big deal, I suppose. So, you know, moral of the story is be careful from the start, and more importantly, be careful who you hang out with and who you deal with. Because that's what's going to bite
your
ass in the end.
Okay. But don't stop to other Anons because we're important. We're more important than other people.
See, but what about
know?
People that aren't Anons?
I'm the most
what about
important anonymous
are
person.
They allowed to dox?
Absolutely.
I'm muted right now. I got something to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You're more important than other people? What the fuck have you done?
Absolutely. Because I'm an anonymous. I have it on my Twitter. I'm official anonymous.
She's legal.
S-H-I-T.
Yeah, okay, game over. I win.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
We need help. We save us from the females. Too
I
much
just
estrogen.
Did. I just did.
Thank
but
you.
Girls are on hold again. Girls on hold again.
So, yeah, I missed your show yesterday, and I heard that you guys touched on Ryan Cleary a little bit.
You misunderstood. Meeps wants to touch Ryan Cleary.
That's right. I mean, that's understandable. I mean, he's not the cutest guy, but, I mean, he's a celebrity. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. No, we didn't get into detail on that. Well, I think some people were talking about, I don't know, I don't listen to my show half the time.
Right. I mean, why would you?
I honestly spend half the show in the green room having cyber sex with various lucky young ladies.
Ladies, with quotes.
Yeah, I've had some discreet encounters in the green room on many of my shows.
I'm proud of you. Someday I wish I can do that too. I mean,
as
associate producer, am I allowed to do that? I mean, can I at least listen in?
Yeah, if you want to go in the green room with somebody, yeah, we, you know, no worries. We can hook it up.
All right, yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Wow, Mercedes in the chat room says she's masturbated on this show before. Wow, that's impressive.
Oh,
you wouldn't be the first one, though. Sorry, Mercedes, you're not.
So, have you talked on the show yet about Palestine getting further recognized in the UN?
No, we have not touched on that. What did you want to say about that?
gosh, I don't want to, like, misspeak, because, oh, my God, that would be just such a huge gaffe on the Internet. I'm trying to think exactly what it was that they got upgraded to. Like, it's not exactly going to change the world or anything. They're not, like, recognized as a country. Let me see what it is.
Well, the UN is not a binding institution.
Yeah, like, right. I mean, that's
really
true.
It's really powerless. It's just a big front for some bullshit. Like,
right.
Like the Iraq war. Like, if the UN meant anything, the U.S. wouldn't have gone into Iraq.
Okay, so what happened was... the fuck? Oh, stupid.
Is that you?
Video ads. Okay, yeah. They voted to approve Palestine for statehood. 138 of the members voted to upgrade them to an observer status. Oh, no, from observer status to non-member state. So, like, it doesn't really change anything. They're not, like, a member state, but they're a non-member state now. So all it's really doing is raging Israelis. So,
yeah,
I mean, I wonder if anybody has any opinions on this,
oh,
whether
I
it's
got
the right direction.
I definitely have somebody for an opinion on that. None other than my favorite BTR Zionist. I'm talking about Benjamin Solomon. What do you think, Benjamin? Benjamin, are you there?
Put down the bagel.
Oh, yes, I'm here. Oh, sorry, I forgot to unmute myself.
That's
anyways.
Right. What do you think
about... I was going to say is the UN recognizing this so-called policy and entity or whatever is ridiculous, but anyways, let me bring my co-host Ron Paul in to talk about this.
Oh, no, please, come on, not Ron Paul, please.
Yeah,
no.
Ron Paul.
No.
Ron Paul, but Burr
really
Mighty has a horrible cold.
I
yeah,
want you to...
Ron Paul! I say nothing the Palestinians on while we preach non-intervention, because this pleases my friend, Brother Mahmoud, who is the president of Iran. Yay! Yay!
I don't know what he said, but he makes about as much sense as Ron Paul.
That's a good impression then, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, could you put Benjamin back on the phone, Ron Paul?
What?
Hey.
This pleases Benjamin to fetch my friend, Brother Mahmoud, because he supports Israel. I hate him.
I think this is actually a Velociraptor version of Ron Paul. Convinced of it. This is an alien lizard person version of Ron Paul.
Those clever reptoids. Clever girl.
Yeah. Shifter, yeah. Uh-huh. Shapeshifter Ron.
Did you know that all our leaders don't? Did you know that all the neocons are really alien lizards from another planet? That's why they want to screw
yeah,
up
I'm
the United States,
like,
because they want to take over the world with all these wars.
I'm talking like nails on a chalkboard. This
it sounds like a little girl crying and like trying to explain something to their mother.
You had such the great a setup to bring in Benjamin Solomon, who is an avowed Zionist, yet he throws on Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has opinions too, Vince.
Yeah, but I can't fucking understand it because it sounds like he's, like I said, a velociraptor. He's not even talking in English.
So it's actually like Ron Paul talking. We're coming back to this now.
Yeah, exactly. That guy put on Ron Paul's farewell speech to Congress when he left.
And nobody listened.
Yeah, because it was echoing because he left his mic open while he had the speakers on. And I think what he was doing, what he was setting up was just a recording of his place. Like I bet you he opened like, I don't know, like a fucking live stream account or some shit like that and just set it up to record and just let it go while he went out. And that's why you had the echo, is once that Ron Paul thing stopped, at least that room would still be broadcasting, because the guy is like obviously
Ron Paul 2016, yeah.
He'll probably be dead by then. I mean,
no,
I didn't mean that, FBI.
2012, I was a joke in 2012. Give me another chance to be a joke in 2016.
Okay, I can't stand anymore, Ron Paul. He's I'd much rather hear the ladies talk. But speaking of the ladies, Mercedes, I want to bring you back on. And Shmoop has a question for you. I think he wants to know something about you. Go ahead. Is that Shmoop or was that? Oh no, Shmoop. That's right. Shmoop. What do you call it? He tweeted something, and I want to see if Ron, are you there? Can you put Shmoop on the phone?
Yes. Hold on one second. Hold on. Hey, Shmoop, you prick. Yes. Hi. How are you, Vince?
Hey, Shmoop. Yeah, you tweeted me a question for Mercedes, and I thought I'd just put you on with her.
Oh, yes. As my friend Ron Langford stated before, how much is it that you weigh?
It's not a trick question.
Come on. How much do you weigh, babe?
Mercedes, are you there? I think she passed out. Drank too much wine. She's unmuted.
Hope she dies.
Mercedes.
Oh my God! Yes, over 200.
All right, let's ask. How about same question, but this time for Asher. What do you think?
What's my weight? I'm 125.
Shit, think about it.
My God.
See, that is good right there. That's completely fine right there. Especially for a trap, that's fine, dude.
That's like Jared Leto territory.
Jared Leto territory. So,
wow, the switchboard is lighting up. Let's take some more calls, shall we?
Yes, of course.
All right. Everybody's back, but hold tight. We're going to answer this call right here. Go ahead, caller. You just called in like 2 minutes ago, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vince.
Yeah, hello? Who's this?
It's Bathtub Girl.
Oh, Bathtub Girl. What's going on?
I decided to start calling your show again.
Wait a second. Your alias is Tub Girl.
No. BTR Bathtub Girl on Twitter.
She calls in from her while she's taking a bath.
Yeah, I got so upset I had to leave the bathtub because I was drinking, and I'm just having one of those emotional nights. Just one of those emotional nights. And
uh-huh.
I missed your voice, Vince. I missed your voice. And I've had to say all these awful things about you recently, and I just called to apologize. I am so sorry.
What she means
is that she masturbates to this radio show every night.
No. I've been on another show talking bad about his show.
Hold up. Mercedes is there. Yo, Mercedes, the Russell League itself, we'd like to know how much you weigh. That's what we'd like to know that.
I won't speak inner city. We're going to have to talk slower.
So you won't tell us how much you weigh? Come on, dude.
She's shitting. He's on the shitter.
You're the queen of anonymous and you won't tell us how much you weigh? That's messed up, dude.
Dude, that's doxing, bro.
How much do you weigh, miss?
I told them how much I weigh.
It's a few simple words.
How much
do you weigh?
She must be overweight, because if she's not going to answer, it's because she would give a fake answer and feel bad about herself.
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case.
I think she's just so drunk she doesn't remember.
Oh, that
pretty
could
much.
Also be.
How much do you weigh?
She's anti-sex.
Hey, if she doesn't want to answer, she doesn't want to answer.
She's,
you know,
I'm
not gonna answer.
All
if
the males in here are overweight. We can just.
We cyberbullies, nigga. That's what we is. We cyberbullies, homes.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're getting.
I am 5'6" and 140 pounds, but you still haven't answered my question.
Next question is, you asked how big are her titties? Very
good.
See, now this Tub Girl, she knows what she's doing.
Hell yes, I do.
She's got
Trish. But you're still not answering. See, if you're going to ask, you have to be willing to answer. How much do you weigh?
Who, me?
You can't.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Both of you. Okay.
Ask me how tall their cock is. That's more important.
Since we're in here like Mercedes, I'm just going to tell you guys how much I weigh. I actually weigh 180 pounds, and I'm 5'2".
since we're exaggerating here, and I'm also a bodybuilder, so since we're exaggerating
okay.
here.
Are you also orange?
Yes.
Do you GTL?
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for answering those questions, everybody.
Name. Zoo out?
Doesn't matter. It's
how do you pronounce? No, the guy on chat, Zoo out. What is his? I don't know how he pronounces it. Which friend?
Because
I licked a lot of tits at DEF CON.
Who goes to DEF CON these days? Seriously.
The
I live like down. I live. Hey, hey. I live a.
Like fucking cops and.
I live a block away from DEF CON.
All right, if you live
I live a block away from DEF CON.
That's acceptable. But if you go and you don't go to troll people, then you should just stop talking.
No, I go to troll. I also go to use the pool.
Yes.
So what you're saying is you're in the more.
But I want to know.
Remember
I want to know which friend he's talking about. Because I licked a lot of tits at DEF CON.
Excuse me, I think Vince is trying to say something.
Well,
yeah,
it's
Vince
not really
Vince's
talking. Show, is it?
Mm-hmm. Vince, can
your
you
name
her
that
please?
Was deep.
Last night,
that shit was deep right there.
Or the other morning, actually, no.
Vince doesn't really run the show, does he?
I think he's in the green room, actually.
He's probably coming and going.
I think he has the switchboard, but he doesn't really do anything.
Vince, let's go to the green room for a moment.
Yeah, he would have had on that if he was here.
Yo, back up, go in the green room, nigga. Oh, shoot, nigga. Get the phone here, nigga.
Jesus, is he acting up again? I'll put him on hold.
Again?
Okay. Sorry, folks. I was screening calls.
It's okay. It didn't get too crazy.
Yeah, you were in the green room. We know. We know, Vince. We talked about you the whole time you were in there.
That's not your show. Yada, yada. I'm sure you've heard it before. See, Vince is such a wonderful host. He really is.
All right. Yeah, it's just control, yes. That's all it is. And it is what it is. Let's go to the phone line. I got a call here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, hello? Well, how did you like listening to Ron Paul?
Oh, Benjamin Solomon's back. Great. Benjamin.
I like him.
Benjamin Solomon.
Jewish guy.
Ron Paul didn't go over so well. We'd love to have your thoughts on the UN recognizing Palestine as a potential nation state. What are your thoughts on that?
You want my view on it?
Yes.
Well, my view on it is
not
that
really.
Anyways, my view on it basically is that I think that, I mean, at the end of this whole idea of Palestinianism is a scam anyways, you know, and that's my view on it, and I'm going to...
How is it a scam?
Give me a second before I give out more of it.
Give him a second. He's got to look at the letter that Mossad sent him in case anybody asks him a question about Palestine.
Right, you need the talking points in front of you.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. I
go
think
ahead.
That this idea of Palestinianism is a scam, and I think that the UN and the international community just kisses up to them just like they kiss up to everything Islamic, pretty much.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said that this idea of Palestinianism is a scam, and the UN and the international community kiss up to them and do whatever they say, just like they kiss up to everything Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Shalom.
All right. Shalom, my friend. Let's bring on another caller. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Amber.
Oh, my God. Amber the stripper, everybody. I'm sorry, it's Amber. I'm not supposed to add the stripper part. My bad.
That's
Amber,
okay.
What's going on, honey?
I was just getting off of work.
Sweet.
I'm glad I'm not the only one working on a Saturday night.
All right, fellas, check this out. I think I got to go into the green room now. You guys take care of the show. I'll be right back. Just behave, all right, everybody, okay?
So we're all unmuted now?
I can hear you.
It's not really
so
his show.
No, he just moved all of us into the green room. He's just fucking with us.
Sorry, yeah. I was on speakerphone.
Yes, well, this
could have at least played Chocolate Rain in the background.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. If he plays that, I am going to hang up.
Schmoover, you
worst
okay?
song ever.
Some say die and some feel the pain. Chocolate Rain. The more
I'm the only
say,
one who thinks
the more they
but
say
I'm,
the same Chocolate Rain.
Flip some, oh, God damn it. If you start singing Chocolate Rain.
I love Chocolate Rain. It's like the best song ever made.
But you're
a Purple Rain is a superior tune to Chocolate Rain.
Aw, Schmoop, you didn't get unmuted. That's... How could Vince do that?
Purple Rain.
What is your bedtime coming up?
Girl, I'm so drunk, I can hold
Purple Rain.
Too early. Too early, Ron.
Yeah. We're getting 40 ounces here.
Bad rap radio.
You gotta type up my name and then vote for me and do that.
Oh my God, I'd rather hear Chocolate Rain than this bag. Oh my God.
They try and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
Oh, God.
And the more they stay in the same Chocolate Rain.
Don't do it, Finn. Don't do it. Don't
do it.
I get a blowjob with my pancake.
Hello? Hello? What the fuck is happening to my show?
Vince, please help us.
You have to know better than to leave the main control.
You guys leave my show?
Vince, I really need to talk to you.
Oh, you need to go back in the green room, bro.
Oh, do you need to talk
what
to
me? What she means is she really wants your dick, but I wouldn't hit that.
Oh, honey, that's not
go
it.
Go to the green room, bro.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Amber and I, We just got finished in the green room.
Hey, Vince, do you want me to bring Obama on?
Oh, you have...
No!
I have the whole gang here with me.
Absolutely.
I had
bring
Ron
up.
Paul. Now please. Let's bring Obama on.
Yes, well, hello there. This is Barack Obama. When things go good, I take credit. When things go bad, I blame Bush or the Republicans or anybody else. Hope and change. It could have been worse.
Hey, look, I'm every ignorant American. Democrats, ho-ho. Republicans, ho-ho. There, I've covered every joke.
LOL. Okay, let's take another call.
646.
646.
In Before Purple Rain.
What is this?
Purple Rain, nigger.
Purple Rain.
It's not a karaoke version of it, though.
You should say Purple Rain, just so you don't seem racist.
Am I still muted?
No.
Hello?
Great idea. I got something for you. Yeah. Who was that? What was that? Schmoop? Or I mean, Ron Breinert? What'd you say?
That was Ronald Langford. Vince, I
wanted
to say
it's Schmoop.
Go ahead, Ronald. You wanted to say something. Go for it.
While you have me muted, I was actually calculating Mercedes' weight by triangulating the signal between her double chin vibrations and the speaker. And I actually came up with she weighs about 247 pounds, so she completely lied.
Wow, and you are Lee Taxor, so that must be true. Sorry you've been outed, Mercedes, but I don't judge. I don't care how big you are. I would die for you.
It must be true despite the numerous pictures online that don't have a double chin.
I understand. I don't care about any of that. I would die for you.
Those pictures are years old. I've seen chicks throw on a 20 spot in a month.
All right, that's it. We got to take a break. This is just giving me a headache.
Play Chocolate Rain during the break. God damn it.
You know what's funny? I was actually about to ask for some mariachi music.
Yeah. It's about the thing I have to print right now.
Also,
I really don't
that
like
awkward
mariachi
feeling
music.
Where Facebook tells you it's your mom's birthday. Something that you'll never understand. I'll never beat you. I'll never lie.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarray me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory.
Friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with
hey.
You. I got Amber here with me. Amber,
hi.
I just want to say, on air publicly here, you were fantastic in the green room. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are amazing. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you for thanking me.
Pleasure.
Oh, yes, definitely was a pleasure. Oh, wow. We still have 40 minutes to go. We can do it again.
Absolutely. Couple times, probably.
Yeah. I got a shit ton of callers. This is insane. I have 11 people. 11 people that all want to talk right now.
All right.
So, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe just unmute them all again and we'll go back in the green room.
Hey, I like that idea.
Okay. Well, before we do that, let me check this call here. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, big ups to Ecuador.
Nice.
Yeah. Just a question, man. When does the sexy time start? I want sexy fun time.
Oh, it's already started, bro. Believe me. Amber, has it started?
It started.
Yeah.
It's always sexy time.
I feel like I should be inundating tiny chat rooms and taking my shirt off.
If you look in our, I don't know if you're logged on to the chat room, but I think there is a tiny chat that's floating around as a sidebar here. If somebody wants to repost that in the chat, I think there's plenty of chat rooms where you can display your repertoire.
I'll have to log in. Right now, I'm laying in bed eating cheese and pepperoni with my cat and just waiting for sexy fun time.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get to that soon enough. We had a little taste of it earlier, but we'll get some more. Trust me. I don't know if you'll be a part of it, but it'll happen. Trust me, it's already happened.
All right. Well, thanks. VITB for life.
Right on, bro. Appreciate the call. All right, let's bring back on our panel, shall we? We're going to start with our friend Ron Breinert. Ron. Ron is intoxicated, everybody, so please bear with him.
Oh my god, stop it, shit, this fucking bitch, nigga! What the fuck?
Calm down, Ron, please.
I've been doing for like 30 minutes and shit, and I've been sitting here smoking on my crack and shit. Where the fuck have you been, Vince? I'm fucking lonely here, Patrico and fucking Rhino and whatever his fucking name is, that dumb Jew Robin Stacey McCain. He went to go join Jennifer Emmick and go suck some cocks in the Toyota Century or some shit. God damn it, Vince!
Hey, Ron, you sound mad. Are you mad, bro?
I'm fucking pissed! Somebody took all my crack! God damn it! It was that guy Snoop! That motherfucker Snoop, he took all my crack!
I thought he sold you all your crack. What are you talking about?
No, he just took all my crack!
He sells it to you. He steals it to you, and then he steals it from you. That's brilliant.
Yes! Fuck!
Wow. Okay, we also have OpNoPro in the building. OpNoPro, you've been a little quiet. What's going on with you? How are you? Speaking of critiques, what's your critique of the show so far? OpNoPro?
Maybe I'm talking about anus.
Oh, wait, I think that's not, maybe that's not OpNoPro. Who is that then? Let me see, caller 661, you just were unmuted. Who's this? Okay. Ronald Langford's on the panel tonight as well. Ronald, what's going down?
I was wondering if Jihad was still on the line.
Yeah, my associate producer, Jihad, is on the line. Jihad, go ahead. You're on with Ronald.
Yes, hello, Ronald. What's up?
Yeah, I want to let everyone know that Jihad has recently pulled a hot-ass girlfriend.
Go on.
Yeah, she's 19.
Does she have any crack?
I can fill in the details if you want, because, oh, my God. Lord knows I love to talk about the ladies.
Just tell me if she has any crack. That's all I want to know.
Dude, you know what? I got all the crack you need, baby. Come on over.
Well, you know what? Hold on. GG, I like you. You're a gentleman. I like you. But Ron Renfro, you motherfucker, you tell that guy shoot where I see him. Not only am I going to write a blog post about him, but I'm going to get Jennifer Emick on him. And that bitch is fucking crazy. You know, I'll have that bitch send him back to the 20th century. Tell him he's a new brick.
That's a very angry black man right there.
I'm not black, bitch.
No.
I'm Jewish.
Ron, yeah, Ron Breinart is actually a white man.
You anti-Semitic bitch.
I retweeted one of his tweets this morning that he sent me. Let me find it.
I'm sorry.
That owes us 340 ounces at this point.
What?
You owe us 340 ounces.
Fuck! Now I gotta go buy that. I gotta go find a crack. Fuck!
It's mainly due to the amount of crack you actually stole from our drug house.
I didn't see any crack! What the fuck?
Hey, Vince.
Hey.
Did you hear about how the internet is trying to game the Times Person of the Year poll again this year, like they did in 2009?
Okay. Who are they tilting it to?
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, wow.
That guy, you know, let me tell you something about that guy, okay? That guy. me and that guy went to Cancun. And we smoked some of the best crack ever. The crack wasn't even white. The crack was actually yellow. And, we ate this bitch. I'm not even kidding. Like, he was like, dude, we could totally eat that chick. And, you know, me being a cannibal and all, we ate that bitch. You know, because we were on some yellow crack shit.
Was it gamey?
That guy can party. What?
Was it gamey, like chewy, or what?
Yeah, she was kind of chewy, but let me tell you what, that guy can party. That guy that guy can party.
Great. Okay, check it out, folks. We got a half hour to go. That's a half hour more of this nonsense, and we'll try to squeeze in as many callers as we can. We had a caller that requested some sexy time. I that means I have to bring back on Mercedes. Hey, Mercedes, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You guys are killing my buzz. So
really,
shut the fuck up. How can you even get buzzed on one, you dumb bitch?
Dude, you don't sound like anyone would ever let you near their vagina. Like, I would probably stitch my vagina shut before I let you anywhere near it.
Oh, it's okay, because we would never want to touch your 247-pound blue water.
Bitch!
That was awesome, Mercedes!
That was not awesome. That was, you know what, guys, let me congratulate you on that. That was seriously the best joke of all time that I've ever heard on the internet whatsoever, as long as I've been here. Seriously, that was the best fucking joke I've ever heard.
It might help your virginity if you left your house.
Bitch,
go outside.
It might help your
sunshine
bitch.
Doesn't really give you cancer. Girl, you know what? I bet this dude's dick is so small he can't even break a Cheerio.
Probably not.
He probably fucked someone and they were still a virgin.
Like, this bitch is mad. You can tell her voice. This bitch is angry right here.
Yeah. No.
Both these chicks are mad right here.
Incapable of being angry. You have no idea.
Let's bring on another chick to add to the madness. Bathtub Girl, you're back on with Ron Breinart. He seems to be raging at the females tonight.
Wow, that's
bullshit, dude. These bitches stole my crack.
Well, bend over and grab your ass again. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Bitch! I'm gonna write a blog post about you. You don't like that? Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna write a fucking blog post about you. You're not gonna like it, bitch.
You're the worst.
I'm really impressed. Jesus Christ. Is this comparing you calling me a bad human being?
I don't speak inner city.
Oh, your rape is hilarious. Are you not comprehending?
Rape is hilarious.
Your troll is useless if I don't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
Well, that's because I don't come from Reddit. I'm sorry that I don't come from Reddit.
Negro.
You dumb bitch.
Yes, I'm a dumb bitch.
Yeah, I think it's funny when these guys call us a bitch. They think it really bothers us. Sometimes being a bitch is all a woman has to hold on to, motherfucker.
I saw a one-trick pony. It was not that entertaining.
No one cares. Just be sexy.
Yeah,
I'm rubbing my nipples. Does that count?
It's hard to be sexy. It's hard to be sexy.
I
mean, I made a loud drunk crackhead.
I made a huge mistake.
Vince, can we actually get some girls that aren't fucking fat in here, please?
Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, because you lost the verbal debate, we must be fat and therefore irrelevant.
What
no,
is
dude, you're just
going
a bad
on about,
troll.
Dude?
You're
I
just a bad
maybe
troll.
But that's where it's at, sweetheart.
Listen.
Stop arguing.
That's not a non-crackhead.
Tell us what your underwear looks like. Jesus.
I don't wear underwear. Do you?
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
Yeah, that is pretty hot.
That's hot.
Underwear is obtrusive, and I feel invasive.
Let it all free.
And mildly oppressive.
Free balling, that's what
it can
do
be
every
sexy
day.
Too. Underwear and panties are sexy.
What?
Panties are sexy.
Okay, so I put Ron Breinart on hold because he's really mad at me, and he's taking it
sounds
out.
Like
on,
it.
He's taking it out on all of you ladies, and I apologize. He's smoking crack like a maniac. Listen to what he tweeted me this morning. He goes, okay, in quotations, it says, first they came for ... applies to folks like Vince in the Bay and friends of Rabbite, which is Weave, and Brooks Bain, who ignore anti-Semitism or laugh at it. What's that all about?
I have no idea.
I assume there's crack involved.
Totally. Totally. All right. So while we're here, let's do a quick little rundown of who's on our panel tonight. We have a raging crackhead on the line, in Ron. He seems very troubled. Hopefully he can calm down by the end of the show and we can all
sing. Is he Jewish?
Kumbaya together. I have no idea. But we've got more calls to take. We've got this caller right here. Go ahead, caller. You just called in 5 minutes ago. What's up? Who's this?
It's XUL. What's up?
XUL. Nothing much, dude. Just hanging with some ladies tonight, trying to have some sexy time. But
I think we're the only ladies Vince knows.
I don't think that's true.
He probably knows the lady who drives the bus.
Okay.
I think Vince is what we used to consider a confirmed bachelor.
Well, you're a typical chick because you never shut the fuck up. So can I say something, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he's Jewish. He's Jewish.
No, he's from the East Coast. Go ahead.
I was not even once Jewish. Thank you very much.
I wasn't talking about you.
Okay. Can we still be friends?
Sure.
Okay. I
you
promise
have to learn
that
first.
If you come to DEF CON, I will only lick your nipples once. It's a mandatory greeting ritual.
Is it?
See how she's still talking? You see that? Point proven?
Oh, no. It's almost like I'm capable of voting and owning property.
Listen.
And paying taxes.
Can I talk? Freedom of speech? Equal?
Well,
no
sure,
it's
your show.
Don't,
I am woman.
Don't my show with being a free speech zone. I've time and again had a disclaimer that this is not a free speech zone. The minute you enter
right.
that room, the minute you call in, your free speech is not relevant, okay? I rule this like I either let it – yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
like a Republican household.
I just want to say one thing, man. I've been trying for days, you know.
Oh, you've been trying for
off.
Days.
Yeah.
What have you been trying? What have you been trying to do for days?
I've been trying to talk to Mercedes, but she just keeps flapping her mouth, and that's okay, but whatever. But yeah, number one, you're a bitch because you didn't respond to me after I had a very respectful conversation with you on Vincent the Bay, and I sent
you
a tweet.
About-
can I talk, please? And I sent you
no.
a tweet.
No. Are you talking about on DM?
Yeah, see that? She just, like, you know. Right. So, anyways, I sent you a tweet saying, oh, it was great to talk to you, Mercedes. It was an awesome time on Mints in the Bay. And you completely fucking blew me off. And you tweeted everybody else and their mother at that time. And now, you know. My main point is this. That I don't give a shit about anything else or whatever. On that little movie you made there, with that latest movie, whatever the hell, can you please name what it is? Because I forget the name. That new anonymous movie, We Are Legion, or what is it called?
Fuck Me Raw?
Mercedes, what is that new documentary that was made about Anonymous that you had a star role in?
You already know. I don't know why you're asking me.
Because I don't know the name of it. So I'm
oh,
you do
dude,
know
called,
the name of it. Don't fuck
I
with
don't.
Me. I'm not retarded.
Dude,
okay.
it's called We Are Legion. We had the fucking filmmaker on the show like last month. It's in the archives. Check it out, dude.
Oh,
it's
no.
On,
Brian,
it'd be great.
I saw it before it was released. I just forgot the name.
Did you catch,
so
a,
I just
catch
asked
word? For it. Dude, how about me?
Anyways, right.
Calls. Hammurabi, I think, was butthurt, left, and he's back. Hammurabi, what's up? You're back.
I wasn't butthurt, man. My connection went out.
Hammy, you didn't come this morning. I made pancakes.
I know. I'm coming tomorrow. I forgot about it this morning.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. I totally should have called.
I'm out of laundry detergent. You probably want to bring that.
Down
do you know how much thing. That shit costs? Get your own goddamn laundry detergent. That
it's like $4 a gallon.
I'd like just to ask my question.
What type of cheap ass laundry detergent is she using? It's $4 a gallon.
America. Mercedes, the only question I have for you, and I'll be done with all this, if everyone will just shut up for a second so I can get this question off.
I can't hear you. You're really echoey.
I know. It's Mercedes. It's Hammy.
No, that's Hammurabi. Hammurabi, whenever he unmutes, he...
You have a shit mic.
Yeah.
Can we
anyway.
Buy you, like, a telephone?
X you out.
Yes.
You have the floor. You want to ask a question. Go for it.
Thank you. Mercedes. I just wanted to ask you a respectable question. That's all I've been trying to do. In that movie, We Are Legion, or the documentary, whatever it's titled, after I met you at DEF CON, it was shortly thereafter that movie was released. And when I saw the movie and I saw you talking, I couldn't help but to feel of why is she putting on this act of a character? When you were talking like you were some surfer, snowboarder, you were like, oh, like y'all, like, and just constructive criticism that immediately turned me off because I knew that's not how you talk. But yet you were doing a documentary, which is respectable, and the movie was cool, and I have nothing ill to say about it. But I think representing it as yourself and people who know who you are, I think that, I don't know, in my opinion, you came off as just some typical Valley Girl-sounding type of woman. And I think you're far more intelligent than that. And I'm just giving you constructive criticism that when I saw it and I heard you talk at the beginning, I was like, why is she putting on this act to talk like somebody she's not? And that's just my opinion, but I'm pretty well perceptive of things and how they're portrayed.
Wrap it up.
So yeah,
okay.
That's the bottom line.
Do I get to respond to the criticism?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Go for it.
I would say that my stories and my commentary tends to be really fractal. I would start out on something and go way off on some weird analogy and then come back. And most of my stories start with and like, so a lot of the editing ended up having that in it. There's like the interview ended up being 4 hours long. And so there's a lot of moments where he had to crop in and out of the audio or the video. And so you get that a lot more than is normal. I also didn't actually realize how much of the documentary I was going to be. I thought I was only going to be about 15 minutes of it, and then I saw it at DEF CON and ended up being a lot more than 15 minutes of the video. And so the commentary of like, oh my God, she's e-faming, and it's like, no, I thought I was only going to be about 15 minutes or 5 minutes, and ended up being more, a lot more than that.
Okay, thank you for listening to my question and answering it. That's all I was just wanting to ask you the whole time. You know, no disrespect.
No.
I also
have to say that I spend a lot of time talking to people on the internet, and as we all know, people pick up weird accents from the people that they talk to.
Yeah.
And that entire week, I had spent talking to, like, this one guy from the Netherlands, another guy from New Zealand, which has, like, a terrible accent in English. And so it's really weird.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
you.
So speaking of terrible English accents, we have.
Can we put what was his name? New something. The one with the Australian. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He rocks.
Here he is. Go ahead.
He rocks.
I would like to masturbate to his voice. Can we get him online?
I would ask him. Can we get him online?
Oh,
what's up, mate? What's up, mate?
Can you speak slowly so I know what you're saying?
I am speaking slowly.
Oh, that's nice.
Welcome back, Cyber.
I think my
Thank
toes
you.
Curled. Yes, they did.
Talk. We love the Aussie accent. Talk.
Rawr.
Well, what do you want me to talk about?
I don't know. Talk about
beer.
Speak in my ear.
Hey, check this out. Cyber War News. Here's something for you. Shmoop just tweeted it.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, Beth. Are we boring you?
Oh, I thought I was muted.
Oh, no. Sorry. Everybody's unmuted, except for Shmoop. And the reason why is because he tweeted out that he was going to find the 0 day to unmute himself.
Vince, I really need to tell you something.
All right. Great.
Privately.
What do you need to tell me?
Well, I can't tell it all. No, I mean privately.
Oh, cool. Well, tell it to me after the show. Let me take another call here. Caller, you just called in. Oh, no, wait. You know what? We can't go to this caller yet. I'm sorry. We do have a lot of people holding. We'll get to your calls momentarily, but we have exclusively here Cyber War News. What do you think the chances are in the last 15 minutes here that Shmoop can find the 0 day to unmute himself?
Speak slowly.
Wouldn't be the first time that your show's come under attack by people.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It wouldn't be the first time that your show's come under attack by people.
Oh, right. Well, I don't really consider this an attack. I consider this an experiment.
Well, yeah, more so used as a
I've learned more about
Ben.
What? Oh, my bad. Go ahead. She's trying to fap to your voice, so I'm just going to – you know what I'll do, actually, just for you, what's your fucking name? Mercedes, just for you, I'm going to mute everybody else, and it's just going to be you and him solo, okay? Unless you want to do it in the green room. But I'd like to hear
you
it,
do you know. Call it sexy time. Why are you talking over the person with the sexy accent?
I'm going to shut up. It's now sexy time with Mercedes It's Cyber World News.
It's just not gonna happen.
Oh, now I'm sad, see.
And meet everyone else is more fun.
So, you never answered my question earlier. Which is your favorite op?
Don't really have any favorite ops. As such, I don't
okay.
really... I'll follow them and cover them on the websites, but don't really personally like any of them.
You don't like any of them?
No. On a personal level, I think they're all silly. I think... the operations like Op Syria, where they're targeting other people for no reason, just to try and spread a word, it's just a bit silly.
Your job must be absolutely fucking miserable.
Eh, well, you get that.
Yeah.
Gotta deal with a lot of miserable people.
Have you ever had a dingo, and has it ever eaten a baby?
No, I live right next to the ocean.
So dingoes don't live near the ocean? Or babies don't live near the ocean? I'm confused.
Dingoes don't live near the ocean, or right near where I am anyway. It's all good.
Which side of the ocean? There's like the, which is the really backward city that like Duan lives in? I don't remember.
I don't know.
He has a fruit stand.
I'm in Sydney, the Pacific Ocean.
Sydney is east, right? Yes, or south?
East.
Okay. Yeah. Because you guys are upside down.
Not
kind
really.
Of, yeah. I disagree with your assessment of the situation, but I do love that Vince put on porn music.
My pleasure, kids. Just want to set the mood, you know. Yeah, you guys are... I'm feeling the tension. I'm feeling the tension. You know, I could stick you guys in the green room, no problem, if you want to...
No, I'm good.
Do a quick in and out, you know. All right. Well, we got 12 minutes left, and there's like 42 people on the line waiting on hold. So
they all want you.
Yeah, don't worry, kids. In overtime, will be fapping time. Shit, did I lose Amber? Hold on.
Maybe.
Amber,
Amber,
you're still here, right?
I'm here.
Yeah. All right, baby. I'll get back to you in a second. We'll go in the green room. Trust me. Who else do I have to bring on? Oh, this caller here. Who's this caller? Go ahead. You called in like 5 minutes ago. Your hand's up. Who's this? You're trying to fucking phone tone hack me, dude? Who is this?
Is it Jesus? Oh, it's
screen
Jesus.
Cap.
I haven't met
number,
Jesus yet.
Screen cap the number. Moving on. Here we got another caller. Just called in. Your hand's up. Who's up? Hello?
Hello?
All right. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Let's go to... Okay, we got Hammurabi's codes back. We got 10 minutes to go on the live.
I'm not saying shit.
Okay, good. Just keep yourself muted. Yourself muted. You know what?
Hello?
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're
ha,
ha. All right, guys. We got 10 minutes left.
Guys,
not,
kill my
not to go. I want to give a special...
Pancakes, Mercedes.
I made pancakes. You never fucking came, asshole.
The least you could do is thank me for the idea that you had a nourishing breakfast made of pancakes, bitch. Come on. You're going to sit here and ride my ass because I forgot to come clean your house. Let's get real. This is something you should be doing on the daily. Just go around, straighten up, pick up your shit, so you don't accumulate a
Dude,
fucking laundry
hey,
bag that's
hey,
worth of laundry
hey,
on your stairs.
Hey, that picture was taken during midterms. I don't know any college student that cleans their house during fucking midterms or finals.
What a coincidence.
Which
I don't know any college students.
I don't know any college students that clean their house during finals because they've got bigger shit on their minds, like passing their classes so that they can go to school next semester so they can continue to be students and carry on their career of being students. I don't know fucking anyone that gives a shit about their laundry during midterms. I'm pretty sure I've seen students wear consecutively the same fucking clothes for an entire week just because they had bigger shit going on than fucking laundry. So you can eat a dick.
I thought you were unrustable.
I am unrustable. This is
me. Seemed kind of
rustled
there, huh?
No, you don't fucking understand. I was locked in a closet for weeks as a kid. I am physically incapable of being rustled. I don't care. I have bigger shit going on than being rustled.
You
I would love to go to prison.
He was locked in the closet, too.
What's wrong with closets? Closets are fun. There's a lot to do in there, like pick the fucking sheetrock off the wall so you can get to the cable to connect to dial-up. There's a lot of shit to be done in closets.
You're claiming abuse for your charges that you face?
I don't consider it abuse. I consider it encouraging your children to be creative. In fact, I plan to do that to my children if I ever procreate, which is unlikely because children are gross and loud.
You're going to put your children in a closet?
Well, if it encourages them to learn how to hack dial-up, yeah.
Don't you think that's a little extreme? You didn't enjoy it yourself? Why would you want to go on to others?
They got bigger shit on their mind, like passing their classes.
So
what is with the echo?
Is locking them in a closet, did it work for you, though? In all seriousness? I mean, did it make you a better person?
I like to think it made me a better person.
Okay, just for the
but
record.
But I don't know, because I don't know me unlocked in closet.
Everybody's unmuted. People, well, except for Shmoop. He's trying to get this the 0 day. But
oh,
everybody
my cat.
Else is,
hey, cat.
Is unmuted.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just trying to clarify on what Mercedes, she mentioned that she was locked in the closet as a kid.
Locked in the closet.
I felt bad for a second.
She's just recycling X-Night
thinking,
story.
She's rethinking that it would be good to do to other people, and I'm sorry.
Can we talk about somebody who wasn't fucking like abused as a child for like once?
Yeah,
no,
why?
It comes to like talking about the bitch who was like locked in a small confined space.
How many of you
obviously
motherfuckers
she has nothing important to say. She
children,
was like in a fucking closet.
It was a fairly large closet. I mean, I could take like five steps.
Did you tell your attorney that, Mercedes?
Did I tell my attorney that? I think
yes.
He knows, but I don't think it's relevant.
So he knew without you telling
him. I can't blame
that
your parents
you were
locked
in the
closet. I would too.
I can't hear
I
you when like
you
four
out.
Of us talk at once. I'm way too drunk.
I agree. So your attorney already knew that you were locked in the closet prior to you facing charges?
I don't know if he knew. I think he knows now or not. I don't really think it's relevant, so no, I haven't brought it up.
Okay, cool.
It's
well,
not
I'm
really
sorry.
Like, it's not
all
really
right.
Private. It's not really something I care about either. Like,
is,
so what?
Slowly
everyone goes
this is slowly deteriorating into audio spaghetti, so I might as well just unmute everybody. If you're called in, you're unmuted, because we got 5 minutes left. I just can't do
that
call. What?
What did she say?
Is that Shmoop? Oh my god,
yeah,
he's unmuted. Shmoop. Holy shit, he's unmuted. How the fuck did you do that, dude?
I found the 0 day, bro.
Holy shit. Oh, I wish I screen capped that. That was fucking badass, dude.
That's called leak, bro.
Oh
you
my god.
You absolutely hacked your system.
Wow.
Well, I found the 0 day. I went
are
to
you a wizard?
Yes, I am.
That's right.
Do you own a pterodactyl?
Yes.
Do you speak via carrier pigeon and smoke signal?
Absolutely.
You know, despite all your posturing, I've yet to see you rape one bitch. Not even one. I think there would have been, like, pictures on Twitter by now.
Why would somebody post pictures of them committing a crime?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, like,
I can't,
oh, man, I just killed someone. Here's the pics.
Actually, that's untrue. Niggers are very famous for doing that. Fuck you!
Oh.
Nigger!
Bad word. You're the worst troll ever. Jesus Christ. You think swearing is going to upset people. It's kind of funny. It's like the puppy that keeps barking and pissing on the juice.
What?
Ugly!
Oh,
you know
I see that. Big ups to
Switch
Debbie Daly in my chat room. Hey, can you guys keep it down for a second? We've got 3 minutes to go. Big ups to Debbie Daly in the building.
Call in,
the building.
Faggots.
Unfortunately,
you got to get that in. There's 3 minutes. You got to tell them they got to call in before you do.
Oh,
you
yeah, yeah.
Roll.
If you want to continue listening to this cavalcade of mediocrity, it's only going to happen if you call this number in the next 3 minutes and get on the overtime call. It's east of the Rockies, it's 347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, it's 347-826-7667. So if you want to get in on this, you got to get in now. We have another caller on the line now. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Who's this?
Hey, buddy. You got me?
Yeah, I got you, dude. What's up?
Yeah, I got you, dude. What's up?
Hey.
I'm Matt. Hey. Debbie Daly.
Axe, you there?
Debbie Daly.
Yeah,
Debbie,
I'm here, man.
That's not me, Ben. That's not me, Ben.
Hello.
I'm getting some weird fever.
Mercedes, you there?
Hello.
Dude, Schmoop, are you
sure? I can't hear you.
Fucking Hammond,
for
fuck's
sake.
It's not me,
it's
you,
not
fucking,
me
faggot.
You fucking faggot.
Somebody's got a
I'm
nasty echo.
Yo, the muffin man, the muffin man, the muffin man.
Major feedback. No idea.
Thanks for that.
I'm out.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah, that
was just saying
chocolate rain.
Oh,
Debbie. One of you has got to die.
Wow.
Chocolate
rain.
If you don't call it now.
Call it
now.
Debbie.
Oh, damn, somebody's like getting off.
Yeah, somebody's like getting back to that. It's crazy.
Anyways, wow. I don't know how Shmoop was able to do that, but he busted into my switchboard, and I'm going to get rid of that hideous song. Oh, no, not that one either. No. Somebody has got control of my port. I seriously can't stop.
I'm in it now, bitch.
No, I got it. No, fucking Shmoop found the zero day. Shmoop found the zero day.
I'm going to change the song right now. Hold on.
All right. What? Fucking A, dude. That's so fucking crazy.
Can I turn on another song?
Oh, shit. What are you going to do? All
right. No, hold on. I'm going to turn on another song real quick. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I should have labeled these things. I can switch the labels before he can get to them.
Fuck. No. Where is it?
Dude, I can tell.
In the club, one of y'all niggas gon' catch a slug. Yeah. I'm so drunk, I can earl for a month. Any nigga pop shit, go to the trunk. D12 star shit, nigga come get us. 7 mile running, wild niggas with us. Cause all my niggas is talking that shit. And got no problem with smacking no bitch. I have my wife cut your throat. Blunt, damn, that's all we smoke. Wild the fuck out, stab you with a knife. It's D12, nigga, we ready to fucking fight.
Where the 40 out? Where the 40 out? Where the 40 out?
Not me, Vince.
That's cool. I have everybody's unmuted. Wait, this person's not. Okay. Everybody's unmuted except for this caller right here. Caller, you're now unmuted. Who's this? Caller? 304 area code. You're on the air. Who's this? Your hand is up. Okay. Very well then. All right, moving on. We have the whole panel still here. Some of the ladies have left. Bathtub Girl is no longer with us.
Yay.
Why do you call it a panel? That makes it sound so prestigious.
Pretty much is. I don't know who you are, but
this
it's pretty prestigious. Up in Vince and the Bay's radio show on the internet.
I'm the wizard behind the curtain.
That's good to know.
Hey, Amber, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you ready for the green room?
Yes.
All right. So, Shmoop, you got control of the board, too. So just don't play any fucking songs while I'm in the green room, please.
Will you play Chocolate Rain?
Can't promise that.
Or Ron, Brian, Ron, whoever, one of those guys, because they were both on the same call today. That was weird. But, yeah, he just schmoop found the zero day.
That bitch.
Oh, my God. All right. Hey, Amber, let's, all right, we're going to go in the green room right now.
Let's go.
All right.
Well, I'm bored.
What the hell's going on?
You're still gay and everybody else is being quiet.
I think Vince is pretending like he likes women. So I think that's what this is about.
Vince is a tryhard. You got to give him some credit.
He's establishing his masculinity by pretending to continually take a stripper to, quote, the green room, end quote.
I wonder if he's just blowing lines like a madman right now.
Wouldn't
yeah, he's already
great?
Getting sick of him right now.
This is ridiculous, but we can take it from here. It's all good, guys. Would you? Who wants to troll Mercedes a little more?
It's not like Vince runs the show anyway.
I know. But here's the nice thing. At least we're not listening to a bunch of shitty songs or whatever. So that's cool.
Right? What was that crappy Hispanic music he put on earlier?
I don't know. I think he pretty much thinks it's awesome. And, you know, that's Vince. It's his show. He can play whatever he thinks is awesome.
That was the closest thing he could get to Prince.
Right? We tried to get him to play Purple Rain, so he didn't seem racist.
I've given up on all of you.
Hey, Vince, let WVU in.
He promises an interesting party.
Yeah, let him in, Vince. Did we all get put in the goddamn green room while he just shoots the shit with this chick? One wonders. Wait, we're in overtime. We can't even start. God damn it. I can't even check if we're in the green room.
We're not in the green room, bro. It's all good.
You don't know that.
I know everything, brother.
What's 2,942 times 5,896?
32. And Vince is in the green room with some chick or something. I don't know. But, yeah, he left me, you, and Schmoop. I think Mercedes.
And Mercedes.
Yeah. Just to, like, talk. I'm trying to get Spike in on three-way.
Good luck with that. Spike is not getting on the radio for some reason. I don't understand it.
I'm with him right now. He's trying to set up his shit so I can play him in.
Why is Spike's shit fucked up?
Well, he was on Google Voice, and since you're not in my tiny chat, you don't have a right to say anything, but yeah. No, Spike's on cam in my tiny chat, and he's trying to get in on this shit. So, yeah. Ah, there you are, Andy. Welcome. All right, I don't know how to flash over the Google Voice. Me either. Mercedes, you still with us? Ah, shit. She's or in the green room. Nice. Welcome to the machine, Hammy.
So who's all still here?
Oh, we're all still here.
Is that Mercedes cunt still here?
I think Mercedes is in the green room with Vince.
Whoring it up.
Oh, wait. I heard. Is she there? Mercedes.
No, Mercedes is gone, guys. Amber and I and Mercedes had a little three-way thing. And she decided, after she finished, she took off.
So how's life, Vince?
I think that was Mercedes.
Oh,
hey,
dude.
Bring in WVU, Vince.
Who
yeah,
is he?
304.
Oh, I did. Okay, here he is. He's on. 304, you're on. Hello, 304, you're unmuted.
Johnny, turn off your fucking, or unmute your shit.
That's annoying. Is that him?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. That was his chance. Okay, let's go. We have a call, another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You put your hand up. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This will be Bert.
Oh, Bert. What's up, dude? How you doing?
How are you guys doing? Yeah, I guess Mercedes got disconnected.
Oh, we lost. Is she still in chat?
Yeah, she's still in chat.
Damn, I wish the show's in overtime. I can't call out. Like, you know, if one of you guys have a three-way on your phone or something, you can three-way her in, but...
She's an idiot.
Oh, come on. You got to respect Mercedes.
I think she's a cute, charming young lady. She's only fucking 20, dude, or 21.
Yeah, and she looks goddamn awesome in a fucking bikini.
Yeah, she's cute, dude. She's totally cute. If I had a kid, I'd want him that was her age. I'd be like, dude, totally go for that, dude.
All right, I apologize.
She's obscenely young, dude. But she's, you know,
I mean. Yeah, she's
acts her age in many ways, and in many ways she doesn't.
Yeah, I automatically think that about people who, like, every sentence that they say sounds like a question. I hate that.
I like her rack.
All right, I haven't seen the rack, so I'll take your word on it. And she's not an idiot. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Anywho, yeah, should we try unmuting 304 again? 304, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller, hello? All right, forget it. All right, you know what? I think we're going to close up shop here. I've had a great time doing some cyber sexy time in the green room with you, Amber. You know, it's been fantastic. You know, I apologize, people. I know everybody thinks that when they see sexy time, they think they're going to get sexy time. No, it just means that you guys get to have, run of the show while I have sexy time. So, we're just going to round the horn here one more time and get final thoughts from people. Reaper, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I got some. I'm bummed. I am bummed. I was hoping Cyber War News and I would have an opportunity to talk about Syria and whatnot, whole area, but mainly Syria, because Syria is cool.
What's so cool about Syria?
Oh, well, like everybody's dying. I mean, that's not cool, but it's an interesting scenario considering the Arab Spring and whatnot. But it's just very interesting. It's a lot more interesting than Mercedes Wade. No offense to Mercedes. I mean,
I think Mercedes is hot just the way she is.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how she looks, so she's not.
She's voluptuous. Sure. She's curvy.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah. You gotta have, like, a day where it's just, like, no dumbass day.
We had that.
Maybe that's too much to ask.
We lucked out and had that a couple of days ago. But ever since the Rough Wrestle League has taken root, they're like this barnacle that has attached itself to the whole of the Vincent the Bay Disorderly Conduct show.
I don't know. Barnacles are somewhat useful.
Oh, you're telling me. They have brought me plenty of laughs. LOLs.
Yeah.
It's been a fun occupation. They basically have been occupying my show, which is not news because when you first started calling my show, it was Cabin Crew. Cabin Crew was.
I was before Cabin Crew. It was Summer of Lulz when I came.
Yeah, well, that was basically Summer of Lulz basically turned into the Cabin Crew.
Yeah. Just one
summer
to end.
Yeah, dude. That ride aboard the Lulz boat.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? It seems like it was just yesterday that we were all on the high seas with the high seas of the interwebs. Feels like yesterday.
Who was that one chick you used to call in?
Hang on a second. I'm trying to reminisce here.
Oh, Love Boat.
Lulz. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulz. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Love boat.
It's so shocking and new.
Ghost, everybody.
Love boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love. Oh. Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. Those are good times. Heady days.
That was lovely.
Heady days. Oh, man. That was a special guest appearance on that track by, speaking of Lulz, oh, my God, Ghost on there had a little, it was Vince of the Bay featuring Ghost on that track. I'd like to thank Ghost for participating in that track. I miss him.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Speaking of squirrel fisting bastards, speaking of squirrel fisting bastards, apparently XU Out has Spyco on the line. What's up, dudes?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, dude. What's going on with you, Spyco?
I mean, some KFC, some fucking original style fried chicken, nigga.
Yeah, dude.
What's up? Who's on?
Wow. Well, you got Reaper on. Shit. Shmoop is on.
Shmoop, what's up?
Shmoop was found the 0 day for my my switchboard.
I know, man. I went to a psychedelic fucking trippy thing. It was crazy. I loved it.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's Hammurabi's code. Amber the stripper.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wait, I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? There's somebody else.
What's up, X you out?
Who's that?
X you out. X
you out. No, you know you. You know X you out's on. You're on the freaking call with them.
I know. I'm giving them big ups and shit, dog.
So, dude, I want to, since I have you here, I want to ask you, why were you trying to anally rape me in the Russell
League? I didn't. I will tell you what happened. I will tell the whole audience what happened.
Dude,
all right?
This guy tried
to anally... listen, let me fucking tell the story. I know this is your show, but let me tell the fucking story, dog. You're fucking it all up. I'll tell it so much about it. All right, just like I told it.
Sorry.
Ben, you ready? You giving me the floor yet or no? Shit.
Yeah, you have the floor, dude. Come on.
Hell yeah. Is that Shmo? What's up, Shmo?
Yeah, man. What's up, dude?
Damn, I've been drinking 40 ounces and shit. Fuck,
good
I got
shit.
The log of it. Hold up. Let me find that log. I'll read it word for fucking word.
Get a log.
I read the log when I got home, dude. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Oh, man.
Niggas eating fried chicken, too.
I'm actually going to run to the store here in a few, so I got to head out, Vince.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in, bro. Good.
Talk to you all in a bit. Peace.
Later.
Peace.
All right, which time are you talking about here? I talk about gazing into your fucking beautiful eyes and, like, you know, they're fucking soft, but they're fierce.
That's the whole
they're
point.
Soft,
that's,
but they're fierce. You know what I mean? And while I do it, I fucking just start jerking off.
I didn't realize you're gay, and you were, like, really coming on to me, and it was uncomfortable.
And literally you went, hey, you know, I'm not against it, but are you really gay? And I was like, does it matter? Not really, but I can't. Tell if you're joking. And I was like, let me fuck you. If I come, then I'm gay.
Go to the green room and find out.
No, I don't want to go to the green room. Not yet.
You don't like green rooms.
I've been servicing in the green room. Been serviced and serviced Amber in the green room.
Yeah. Did you see my host name, dude? My host name on IRC?
What?
My host name on IRC. On what
about
the fucks? Wrestle League?
In the Wrestle League, IRC.
It's like name yes at ifap to vitb.xxx. What's up?
He has a name.
Holla at your boy.
I got Mercedes to admit that she fapped to my show.
Yeah, man, that's two of us then.
Three of us.
Four of us. See that? You got a quadruple there, Vince. I mean, really?
Dude, yeah.
It's crazy. Really?
It's just crazy.
This is the most I've ever talked on this show, man.
Well, it's the most normal you've ever talked on the show.
Yeah.
You
right.
You're like, what? What did I say? Where am I?
Hey, man, fucking after that psychedelic shit he played earlier, I was like, whoa, this is fucking awesome. You need to play more psychedelic shit, dog.
That chocolate milk or whatever you
think. Yeah, that was awesome. I need a copy of that, Vince. Fucking tweet me a copy of that shit.
Chocolate rain? Are you shitting
me?
It was fucking all loopy and shit. It was trippy. Not the regular one.
What's the name of that song for your buffer? The rap song you play for your buffer, Vince. And then I get low. Na 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 na. What is that song then?
That sounds like Rolling Stones, dude. I don't
know.
No,
the rap song you play for your buffer.
Hey, I got a serious question here.
Oh,
Smoove, you'll know this.
Stop hating in the bay.
What?
Yeah, no, not Stop Hating in the Bay. The one that goes dun, dun, dun.
Who the fuck is this silence guy in Tiny Chat, man? Freaking me out, dog.
I don't give a shit about your Tiny Chat. I want to know.
Hey, Vince, talking about the song that goes, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your
host. That was professional as fuck, dog. Good job.
That sounds like all of them. What are you talking about?
What is
that song? Fuck you. I know what I'm talking about.
I'll play all of them right now. You tell me which one it is.
No.
No, man, play that one.
I was just going to say, I'm going to sign out. See ya.
All right. Thanks for coming out, Reaper. We really appreciate it.
Take care,
Reaper. It's great to have you on. Glad. You're welcome back anytime, of course.
Okie doke. We'll see.
All right, dude. Reaper. Which has no affiliation with Reaper Sec of any kind.
Which is kind of fucking confusing to me, dog. I was like, Reaper Sec? Oh, shit, I better get the fuck out of here. I joined the other day, and fucking Crypt Keep, he fucking clined me instantly. Just bam, gone. He's a nice guy. I love him.
I need to know that song, Vince. It's like freaking me out.
Is Shmoop still here?
No, Shmoop's out a little while ago.
Oh, fuck, my only nigga fucking clocked out and shit. Hammy, are you here?
Yeah, of course he's here. Yeah,
Hammy, fucking here. Speak up, dog.
Who's
I'll your boy.
He's unmuted. I don't know why.
Is he masturbating again, sleeping and shit?
Could be. He's
the
probably
other
thinking
guy
about
knows the tune I'm talking about.
Mercedes or what's the 13 or some shit. This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're so white.
You're
tuned
to
Disorderly
Conduct.
That's totally different.
That one?
What's the name and artist of that song, please?
Oh, that's Lay Low by...
some West Coaster.
It's either Nate Dogs. It's Nate Dogs sings on the track. I think might be Nate Dogs tracks, or it could be. It might be a Snoop track that has Nate Dogg on the hook. I don't remember.
It's Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg. All right, cool. Thank you. I've been dying.
Nate Dogg died. What was it last year? And I made that as a bumper, as like a memorial to him.
I gotta make sure this is the right song, though. Nah.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
You know when you eat chicken and then you get to the fucking gristle? Do you eat that gristle?
Sometimes.
Oh, you're my nigga. Hell yeah. Fucking nigga doesn't leave a fucking chicken bone, without, eating that gristle. Everything. Hell yeah, high five, dude. You know how to fucking clean fucking chicken bone, you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
KFC and shit, hell yeah. Special season.
I got the song now, Vince. Thank you very much. It's Snoop Dogg, Lay Low.
Yep.
Yeah,
pretty good track.
It's
cool.
That makes my thing swing.
R.I.P.
Nice and chilling, I can understand what they're saying.
I didn't think so.
You know what I mean? Shit like that. I can understand that shit.
Yeah, that's, dude, if you like that, you're going to like anything by Warren G. Warren G and Nate Dogg.
Hell yeah, Warren G is the shit. No,
Hook me up.
Right there.
Hook me up. I don't know all this new shit. I mean.
Damn, it's old, dude. It's old, but it's fucking, you got to know it.
Oh, it's 90s, dude. It's
I got out of the scene in 93. Anything 93
Warren
on,
G,
I don't know.
Warren G. Just go into Google and do Warren G. And Nate Dogg. Or just Warren G.
Warren. He has a lot of projects.
Warren G. Oh, Warren.
Yeah, I'll type it, yeah.
All right, Warren G. I got it. Cool.
I used to have Warren G on my switchboard, but I don't have it.
What the fuck, man? You're losing hood fucking credit.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Yeah, he goes back to 94. Ghost. Nice.
The ghost of ghost.
Well, thanks for that. I've been dying to find that song by Snoop Dogg. Lay Low or whatever it is. I've been like crazy. I didn't do my Shazam or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh no, that's cool. That's I hate when that happens where I hear something and I go, fuck, I wish I knew what that was. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm like typing in I didn't think so in Google.
No, dude, I just took the one little snippet that Nate Dogg's on.
There you go. Nice. Well, yeah, now I know. Because that song, it makes me just do things, you know. It just, yeah. And, you
right
know,
on.
Shit, yeah. That's
shit.
It's all good, man.
Good show, shit.
Man. Good show, Vince. Your shows mm-hmm. are always good. I think tonight was actually very well orchestrated as far as it didn't get completely out of control. I think the rest of the league held their own.
You kidding me, dude? It was a total train wreck. It was a complete train wreck.
Nah,
it was beautiful.
It's been a lot crazier than tonight. I mean, really, though. Mercedes got to talk for a good length, which is good. Usually no one gets to talk. It just gets into 40 outs. It was a 40 outs. Nigga in the club, let me in. And
I can't control it, dude. It's the fucking rough week. They won't leave me alone.
Well, it's because they love you, man. You're well welcomed in the Russell League. You know, I guess I was officially the paparazzi of Russell League because I'm the one who records all the vans and, you know, I did the Barrett Brown raid and I was the only one who recorded it actually. So yeah, all that ow wow 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 wow. You can thank me for that shit because I'm the only motherfucker who recorded it. But yeah, you know, I guess I was voted tonight? Vice president or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's all in fun. But I actually like to hear a show sometimes. And I've been meaning to talk to you about this of, you know, you have the show and it's fun and you get your, you know, Wrestle League and all the other people that come in and have fun and all that. But I think, you know, there's a way to structure it too to get in what you want to get in, but I feel you. It just gets completely out of control. And we all laugh at you, Vince, too. We love you, man. By the way, everybody loves you, Vince. You're definitely fucking totally cool. And we love when you get mad and shit. You start, like, just doing the Gestapo shit and banning and timeouting and just, like, taking off for a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't that tonight. I didn't do that tonight. It was all about love making tonight.
Yeah, man, I felt it, brother. I felt it. I'm with you. You asked me, you know, like, X, we miss you. So here I am, brother. You know what I'm saying? Make everything all right. I need to rub my head. All right, I'm going to rub my head right now. Bert told me to rub my head. I'm going to rub my head right now. But he can't see it because he ain't in my tiny chat. So he can't say shit. Bert, you mad? No. Good show, though, Vince. You're awesome, bro. We love it. I love it. I really do. I look forward to listening to your shows. And I've been chilling lately, just kind of hanging out and watching everything. But, yeah, I really do look forward to your shows, man. And I mean that.
All right, so.
Good time. And your voice, man. Oh, your voice. Oh. If you were a girl, I'd hit you all day long, motherfucker. I'd make you bleed. I would, like, you know, I'd do things to you. Yeah. Just
go ahead. Talk to me. Talk to me.
I can't. Oh, that's Bert. Fuck you. Sorry, I just
Oh, yeah.
I got Bert on cam, and now I just fucking realize it. Fuck you, Bert. Yeah, you know, Vince, coming on time, Jack. Me, Spike, and Bert, we're just chilling on cam. And fuck you, Mercedes. That chocolate rain is just like fucking shit. I mean, yeah. I kind of like it now. Yeah. No, but Vince, you're all good. Yeah. Good show, man. No homo for me, but yeah. Vince, you make my thing swing. Record that, edit it, and make it a friggin' buffer.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? I have to do... Actually, what, it's December now? Maybe I'll just take some time off and create some more bumpers. Come through the archives. There's so much, oh my God, there's so many little nuggets from the past, like, month.
I agree. Definitely take, you know what you should do, Vince? For the new year. Make it the new year's resolution that Vince is going to redo his soundboard. He's going to change all his fucking gay-ass music with the Spanish shit that happens.
That's actually Italian. And if you were an elite Haxor, you would you know, be able to understand what he was saying first and know that it's from a...
You got
and, and you'd
there.
Also know you'd also know that it's from a very an underground cyberpunk zine video from the 90s. If you listen to what the guy's saying, I can find the video. I think it has subtitles, but he's talking about like these alternate realities and the Matrix and all that kind of shit. All you know, and this is right around the time where the internet is getting ready to explode. And they made, there's this underground, well, it was actually a publishing company, but they did videos too. And they did a couple of cyberpunk videos. They were basically like video zines, and that's a clip from it. So there's some elite shit going on right there, some history that you're just not.
I'm laughing so fucking hard. I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, hacker movies, the only one I know is, like, Professor Falk and Wanna Play a Game, you know, and shit like that. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. Shmoop just got off the air, and, like, he went straight to Twitter, and this is what he says. You seem awful quiet, friend Balto Spectator. How's the... That that takes the federal justice in your ass feeling. It kills, nigga. So fucking ruthless, dude. Oh my God. All right, dudes. Who else do we got on here?
Who's on the line? Who's still here? Me, Spike-O, Hammy. Well, I don't know if Hammy's still here. Oh, who's that? Was that Bert? I heard a voice.
Hang up on me.
Hey there. Sorry, I was in the green room again. What'd I miss? Hello?
Dude.
Who's there?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm FRD.
Yeah, FRD. What's up, dude?
Nothing, dude. I've been sitting here listening and interjecting randomly here and there.
I know. I enjoyed it. I don't know how many people caught on to it, though.
I don't know, man. Where the hell did everybody else go? Did they all just drop off or what?
I don't know. I think they're all on mute. I think they're just maybe embarrassed. It's kind of weird. Oh, wait. No. It might not. It might be a schmoop doing some tricks. Let me try something here. Amarabi and X You Out and Spyco. Are you guys still there? No, they're gone. That's weird.
That's fucked up, dude. Everybody just got quiet all of a sudden. I was like, what the fuck? Did he hang up on me?
Well, I went in the screening room because there's Sorry, I can't talk and type at the same time. I got distracted because Mercedes just said in the chat room that she said, "Yay, I had an orgasm. Good night."
Nice.
That girl is crazy. Anyways, all right. Well, I guess it's just me and you, FRD. Anything you want to add before I call it a night here?
Fuck, man. I approve this message. Thanks for listening to Vince in the Bay, motherfuckers.
Sweet, dude. All right. That's it. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Yeah, peace out, everybody. Until next time, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, archives at Vince in the Bay, or I'm sorry, at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.